You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
It rained too much over the weekend, Don, and the forecast forward doesn't look favorable for areas in that western Corn Belt, does it?
No, it doesn't. In fact, talk about going from one extreme to another here over the last 6 months, and the precipitation continues to look to be focused in those western areas, but also I think across many areas of the central Corn Belt, most notably central and northern Illinois, northern Indiana, portions of eastern Iowa. Here over the next 5 days, it's going to be a very active frontal boundary setting up there that's going to focus heavy rains. In some areas, there'll be as much as 2, 3, 4 inches of rain in some of those areas that don't want it. So we're going to continue to see wet conditions in many areas.
So this is rain on areas that already have standing water to some degree.
Yes, definitely. And temperatures that aren't going to be terribly warm either. We're not going to be as cool as what we saw earlier this spring, but the heat is not coming as well.
So this last, well, let's say there's 15% of the corn crop yet to be planted. We won't know for sure where we're standing until 3 o'clock when USDA releases its latest crop progress report. But let's say there's 15% left. Do you suspect that 15% may not get into the ground very easily?
Well, certainly areas of northern Missouri, central and northern Illinois, and portions of Iowa and eastern Nebraska, those areas that are behind, that are maybe making up for a large part of that 15%, I think it's going to be hard to see much movement in those new numbers today. And certainly the next week, progress is going to be very slow or not moving much at all in some of those areas.
One of the areas that was most far behind was the Dakotas, and actually time's running out for them anyway.
Well, yeah, and right now the Dakotas is going to be the focal point, at least here in the short term, of a lot of shower and thunderstorm activity, some of it severe. Now, there is a little bit of a glimmer of hope for those areas this weekend and early next week. I do see a window of opportunity. They'll be pushing the limit. That might be too late for them, but at least we'll give them a chance.
Turn your attentions to the second week of the forecast.
Well, right now the way June's looking is that the first 10 days, 7 to 10 days of the month is going to carry forward a lot of what we have going on right now. Which means it's going to be slow going for any major or persistent warm-up in the northern tier from the Pacific Northwest through the northern Rockies, northern Plains states, and into the central and northern Corn Belt. Those areas are going to continue to have systems that will keep it moist. After that, we do see the establishment of a warmer, drier, more summer-like pattern, but for the first week, maybe the first 10 days of June, it'll be basically what we have going on now.
Any potential of a cyclone ridge developing?
Well, right now, in that first 10 days of June, no. Right now, we're hoping that we see that in the second week.
Thank you much, Don.
Thank you.
That's Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and that is today's Closing Market Report. You can subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter by going to our website. It's willag.org. Click on the subscribe link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.